Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Good morning. Happy Friday and all that. Bill's got a lot of stuff. I'm almost thinking we probably should get right to it. He's got a pile of stuff.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
Yeah.
God, his little high school interns are working double time writing his script for him.
Yeah, I want to thank them in advance.
You should.
Wherever they are.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with the Celtics. Why not? They lost again to the Heat last night, so now they're down 2 games zip. A game 3 is set for 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And there's been some buzz from the locker room that Marcus Smart has been showing his frustration by yelling and screaming at the team and around the team. And I've got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown talking about that right here.
He's full of fire, and that's what I love about him most, to be honest. He has that desire and that will, and we need him to continue to have that.
I'm frustrated, but it's team sports. Not supposed to be happy if we down 0-2.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they're just frustrated from the bubble.
Oh, yeah.
The bubble down there in Orlando.
Yep.
Tensions are flaring. And the
Well, supposedly he's calling out his teammates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they're into something.
Finger pointing.
Yeah.
So game 3 tomorrow night. Patriots are going to leave for Seattle today. Their game Sunday night with the Seahawks. Wow, the NFL is watching the weather right now, the very smoky air, the poor air quality from all those wildfires, hoping they can still get the game in. Coach Belichick and Julian Edelman addressed it yesterday.
Looked really pretty promising that there's some wind currents coming in from the Pacific. Not that I know anything about wind currents or meteorology or anything here, but this is other people telling me that the air's going to that's going to help.
I'm sure if we play there, the National Football League will take a lot of measures to make sure it's safe for us. So I have trust in the league.
Yeah, those fires are just amazing. Mm.
So we're watching football last week, and we're going, man, that's weird with no one in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go to Seattle, and obviously the pandemic, nobody in the stands, and they have to worry about the smoke on the field. It just kind of feels like, can we have a couple of good days? Is it always going to be like this? Is this the new normal?
I don't think so.
But just stop. Like, maybe not another development today.
Bill and I do.
Yeah.
We differ on this. Bill and I think this isn't going to end for a long time. And Lisa and Bex think it's going to be over soon.
Not soon, but it will. There'll be some relief.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people can't help it. Have wishful thinking. I mean, it's just been horrible. Tom Brady and Gronk and the Panthers will play the Panthers at 1 o'clock Sunday. And I'm going to play this one more time and then we'll just trash it.
But I can't tell you how much
it is on
this.
The Maddie Facebook page.
I hate this commercial because it's everything that's wrong with us now.
But it is a dream come true for Gronk's girlfriend, Camille. It's Gronk and Camille in a new ad for a manscaping gadget, and here it comes right here.
Babe, have you seen my balls?
Rob can't find his balls. They're behind your overgrown shaggy bush, my love.
It's so thick and bushy, I can't see them.
If your bush is overgrown, it's time to trim your hedge with the Manscaped lawnmower.
Wait, sassy molasses, I found my balls.
Oh my God. Seems like the perfect role for Camille.
The script writing.
I know.
Yeah, very elementary, to say the least. Demi Lovato got engaged in July, and she says despite the pandemic, the wedding is still on. Here she is right here.
Yes, I'm still planning a wedding, still planning all of that stuff, and it's been amazing. I got to get to know my fiancé during quarantine because we met right before the lockdown happened. I fell in love with him the night I met him, so I knew that I wanted to quarantine with him. I was like, look, we're stuck together now, so we might as well just do this. And we did. It was perfect. We got to know each other so well and fell deeper in love than we could have possibly fallen given normal circumstances.
We're taking bets on if this wedding will happen.
Wait, who's she marrying?
Some guy she met or engaged.
He's an actor.
You told me she was gay. I thought Demi Lovato was gay.
Well, no. she's she was she's, She
says something.
She was bisexual.
She was bisexual, or maybe she still is. I don't know, but yeah, she was.
So I'm not wrong.
Well, she came out with that song, women. "I Kissed a Girl," and I remember.
That's not her. Sorry, I Kissed a Girl.
No, that's sorry, Katy Perry. No. She came out with a song.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah. We did the party, the house party that launched the song. Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's what it's called, though. Hold on.
Well, she talks about kissing a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not crazy. Checking. Yep. Just checking to see am not crazy.
Well, there have been a lot of chapters in Demi Lovato's life.
I think it's cool for the summer.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that when she came out at the award show in a plastic swimming pool?
Yep.
Who could forget?
She was frolicking in the pool.
Dua Lipa went on James Corden last night, and they did a parody of her song Don't Start Now, but they changed the lyrics to address dating during a pandemic. And here's some of it right here.
You just wish you could go out, get a little naughty.
Sort of cute.
Yeah. James Corden is very talented.
Yeah, he does a lot of that kind of stuff.
And we played.
Who watches that show? And it's 2 late. In the morning?
Well, a lot of people will watch, like re-watch things on YouTube the next morning or on social.
I did that once. I had a show on at 1 in the morning.
Yes, you did.
A TV show.
Was it 5 All Night?
Yep. The Bex is like, there's another thing she didn't know about me.
Like a late night dating show?
No, talk show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we play clips from it.
Well, there was controversy. Didn't a woman take her clothes off live?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What'd you do? How'd you handle that?
Nice seeing you.
Who was the best girl?
Who was the best?
A rocker, right?
I just spaced on her name. I'll think of it. Go ahead.
I played a clip of this earlier. Everybody loved it. Kygo in a remix of the old Donna Summer classic Hot Stuff. You got to wait for it. Here it comes right here.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
A jam, right?
Yeah, I don't want it to end.
Total jam.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't forget the iHeartRadio Music Festival is tonight and tomorrow night. The lineup tonight includes Alicia Keys, Thomas Rhett, BTS, and Coldplay. It's going to be on CWTV as well as the CW app both tonight and tomorrow night. And don't forget the Emmy Awards are this weekend. And by the way, Jamie Foxx's daughter picked up an Emmy Award earlier this week at the pre-Emmys. That they gave out earlier this week. And there you go.
Hi, you're live on 5 All Night. Hi.
Hello, Matt.
Hi.
It's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
How are you? I wanted to
Robin, the Robin? What, little Robin Redbreast?
You're getting cursed.
All right, see, that's why that TV show was canceled.
what did you just say?
Moving on.
You love a